Okay, BBC Radio Merseyside, keep your thoughts coming in this evening. Now, what about this? He's been highlighting Wirral's links to its Viking heritage for years, and now Professor Stephen Harding, originally from Wallasey, has been made a Knight of Norway. The honour's been bestowed for his outstanding work in spreading knowledge of the Vikings in England, and Professor Harding is on the line now. Hi there, Professor Harding.
Hello, Simon.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much indeed.
What does that enable you to do? What does that confer on you, then, being a Knight of Norway?
Well, it comes with no money, unfortunately, but it's a great honour. It really is. And the Norwegians don't make the same sort of play that we do in terms of titles and things, but it's still a great honour to receive. And it was a big shock when the ambassador rang me up. He said, Stephen, I have some good news for you. The King Harald, in his New Year's honours, has made me a Knight of the First Class of the Royal Norwegian Order of Merit. And a big, big shock. But it represents an award for the whole area, really. It's not just me. There's a lot of people who have been active in making the links between Scandinavia and Wirral and West Lancashire and Liverpool. It's a team effort, as it were, rather than an award just to me.
You're very modest, but it is a big one because apparently it's the highest that can be given to a citizen of another country who is not actually a head of state.
That's right. Wow. If you're a king or queen, you can get higher. So it is a very big honour. And yes, I was absolutely knocked for six when they told me.
Is there an award ceremony or anything like that? Do you have to go over?
There is an investiture, and it'll either take place in Oslo or possibly in London. I'm waiting to find out. But it's very exciting, and we're thrilled to pieces, really.
Mm. And just give us an idea of some of the work you've done, Stephen, because, you know, obviously huge interest on the Wirral with this, isn't there? And you've been looking at the DNA of Wirral families with regard to Vikings.
Indeed. I'm a scientist by training, but I've got a lot of interest in terms of the local history and have done for many years. Indeed, when I found out that the football team I support, which is Tranmere, was a Viking name many years ago, that was enough to get me to get me interested. So, what's happened over the last 10, 15 years or so, of course, is that science has played a big role in terms of understanding our Viking past through primarily the DNA work. And I've been lucky enough to have been involved with a major DNA survey of the area in conjunction with colleagues at the University of Leicester. And we made quite a major find. And the significant Scandinavian ancestry in the region, particularly amongst all families. But it's also involved engagement with the public. They've shown great interest in what we've been doing, and it's been great.
It might be a hoary old tale, Stephen, but when someone recently pointed out to me that my beard had a bit of ginger in it, they said, oh, that's the Viking in you. Is there anything in that?
Well, there is, because you may come after you with a mouth swab to get you tested. But there's a lot more Scandinavian input into the population than people realise, and they weren't all bad people.
No,
people think of them as baddies and things at school. We've told them baddies, but they're not. They're not all bad.
I mean, they were violent, I guess, but then so were any conquerors at that time, weren't they?
Indeed, but you'd be relieved to know that the modern-day Norwegian isn't like that. It's they're great people. They really, and it's very nice to build this connection between Merseyside and Norway. The Norwegians love us, and we should, we should enjoy that and benefit from that.
There is a special bond. If only their ale was cheaper. That's the only thing, isn't it? Norway, it's very expensive. And where did your interest in all this come from? What sparked it originally, Stephen?
Well, as I said, when I discovered by chance that my football team was Viking, and I knew a bit about the Vikings in the area because my grandfather told me about Thingwall, and on Merseyside we have the only two Thingwall place names, definite Thingwall place names in England. And when you have a Thingwall place name, Thingwall means assembly or parliament field. And that shows that the population of Vikings must have been quite substantial. So there's one on Wirral, and there's one near Ken Dodd's Jambutty Mines in Knotty Ash at Thingwall Hall. So that convinced me that the Vikings were significant, and it basically went from there. I came to Nottingham University as a lecturer. I met up with the Viking studies people here, and it really just sprung from there.
Great stuff. Well, Stephen, congratulations. It's fantastic news, and well done to you, and enjoy your ceremony and your investiture, as it's called over there. That'll be great.
Yeah, thanks for your time.
Good man. Cheers. Thank you, Stephen. All the best to you. Professor Stephen Harding, now a Knight of Norway. How about that? BBC Radio Merseyside. You with me, Simon Hoban, on Drive Time. Stay with us.